Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here in studio for Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What challenges do Muslim women face when they make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and convert to Christianity? Our guest today, Farida Ward, is one such woman and will share her life-changing and risky choice and how God made a way and gave her His peace through it all. Before we start, we'd like to take a minute to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. It is to lead you to the hope of Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Him, no matter what you are going through. He brings light and He brings hope. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine. He shed His blood, was buried, but we know He was raised on the third day to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. His mercies are new every day. And today, He is calling you. Our guest today, Farida Ward, is an interior designer and has been a small businesswoman and a diplomat for the United States. She has dual bachelor's degrees in business and fine arts and is the mother to daughter Johanna. Farida and her husband, Representative Gene Ward, live in Honolulu, Hawaii. Farida, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Farida, we want to start right in on where did you grow up? Tell us about that.
Oh, I grew up in Malaysia. And it's a country in Southeast Asia. It's a Muslim country, but it has a lot of other races, but mainly the ones who are Muslims, who are Malays, are the ones who rule the country. Mm. So they proclaim it as a Muslim country.
I see.
But actually, there are a lot of other people who are not Muslim there. Mm. But this is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And so I was a Muslim and was born a Malay. And because I'm a Malay, I am a Muslim. Mm-hmm. So it's like equivalent. It's like if you're an Arab, you're a Muslim. Mm-hmm. You're not anything else, kind of thing, you know. So,
what was your spiritual life like growing up a Muslim?
My parents were devout and taught me to. All of us, you know, children, to be good Muslims. Mm-hmm. So they taught us how to pray and to read the Quran. Mm-hmm. And the Quran is, of course, written in Arabic. And the interesting thing is that even though it's written in Arabic, we were not to read it or to understand it in our language. We have to read it in Arabic, which we don't know what it means, you know. So we would do it in like rote form. We would read and in a sing-song way, but don't know anything what we were saying. So that was interesting. So anyway, that's my, you know, the background. And Malaysia used to be under the British, so there's a lot of schools are in English, and some are, of course, in Malay. So I went to school there and went into English school, English in the language school. So, so that's how I'm able to speak English.
So are you multilingual? Malay and English?
English and
Arabic?
No Arabic.
No Arabic. Oh, okay.
No Arabic, as I was saying. We don't know Arabic, but we read the Quran in Arabic and not know what it means.
Wow.
Yes.
That's kind of interesting thought, right? We want you to understand, but you have to read it in a language you don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, interesting.
And the interesting thing also, as a Muslim, as I was growing up, we have in school we have Islamic studies, And we were taught not to ask any questions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's no discussion about God. And mm-hmm. what is taught is that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. We just accept it. Yeah. Wow. So, you know, and until I learn about the Bible, how the Lord mm-hmm. says that we can talk to Him, right? Mm-hmm. We can discuss Him, reason with Him. But there's no reasoning in at least that in the Muslim wow. religion.
So who, as you grew up, who was your greatest influence?
I guess my parents, you know. Mm-hmm. We were not, we were pretty sheltered in that sense. So mm-hmm. we don't know anything else other than what our parents mm-hmm. taught us. Mm-hmm. So
I was reading your bio, and you are the second of 10 children, is that correct?
Yes.
What was that like?
Oh, hectic.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But I guess that's the way it is, you know. Mm. At that time, 10 is kind of pretty much most family have children, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, so if, my brothers and sisters now don't have that many children, maybe 3 or 4. Mm. One has 5. That was max. But my mother's generation, it was like 10 is kind of norm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as you were growing up, what were some of the challenges you faced as a young woman in Malaysia growing up in that environment?
Well, I was devout, but not, how should I say, not too conservative. That is, when I was growing up, I was not told to cover my body, everything. Like, you see now the Muslim
yes.
women covering mm-hmm. up their hair. Mm-hmm. And then, but I was never like that. My parents, my mother would have a scarf, you know, walking around, but not cover up. Like, somehow the Arab influence got into lately, I guess. You know? So when I was growing up, I was never that way, in a sense. And I had, you know, other friends who are not... Muslims, like they're Chinese or Indians, and it was fine. But we were—I went to school in an English-speaking, you know, English mm-hmm. language school, so I was able to. And because of that, it's more more varied. You know, there's a lot other mm-hmm. other races there, not just Malay. So, mm-hmm. even though it's a government.
Yeah. And your schooling was, is what brought you here. Is that correct? To Hawaii.
Right.
Tell us about
Hawaii,
that.
Yes, I got a scholarship to come to through the East West Center.
Mm-hmm.
And after I finished, college in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And met my husband at mm-hmm. the East West Center. They have a program where they call it grants that they gave to Eastern people, like, you know, from Asia,
yeah.
as well as Americans. So I guess you're familiar with that. So they call it East West Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. so that's how I got here.
Mm. And so
and I was that,
we'd love to know, how did you meet your husband?
Yeah, we were, I was at the East West Center, and we have, how should I say? It's a community where the Eastern Center provides grants and give you place to stay in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And but you go to the University of Hawaii to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still at Eastern, so they have their own program where they get together and, you know, mm-hmm. know each other. So that's how Jin and I got mm-hmm. Knew each other, because he was in the Peace Corps in Malaysia. So he had friends who were Malays who were in the Peace Corps or, mm-hmm. or Peace Corps training.
Ah.
And at the time when I came, it was August 31st, which is the Malaysian Day of Independence. So students got together to do some skit or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Do a celebration on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And Jin was one of them who came in and joined the skits, you know, and the celebration. And that's how we met.
So What was it like to tell your family that you had met a young man from Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not very good. They didn't want me to get involved with mm-hmm. someone who is not a Muslim, mm-hmm. and especially they think that because Western, he is a Christian, and that's not good for Muslim and Christians to mix. Mm-hmm. And according to the religion, if you are too literally following it, you cannot be friends with Jews or Christians.
Well,
we cannot be friends. So it's in that background, my parents was very unhappy that I was going around with this
mm-hmm.
Westerner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Farida, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'd like to hear more about that.
Okay.
Just the idea that, you know, there is, that you were dating somebody that was not Muslim and that, mm-hmm. you know, that wasn't acceptable. How do you work around something like that? How do you deal with that when there is mm-hmm. There is a religious reason why you can't date? I think there are many people in our audience that have faced that, whether it's a religious difference, a ethnic difference, a cultural difference, but you're in love. How do you deal with that? We'd like to hear more about that, Farida, when we come back. You're listening to The Good Life. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a here in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We're here at the Good Life Radio Show. We're going to continue our discussion in a moment, but if you'd like to hear today's program again or share it, maybe hear it from front to the back, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com where you can listen to it, you can download it, you can share it with somebody who might really need to hear this message today. We're here today with Farida Ward. She grew up in Malaysia as a Muslim. She's the second of 10 children and the oldest daughter. After completing high school and technical college, Farida was awarded a scholarship to study at the East-West Center at the University of Hawaii, Manoa. It's there that she met her future husband. Many of us know him as Representative Gene Ward. But we were talking in the last segment of just the beginnings of starting to date somebody who wasn't a Muslim. Farida, how did you work that out?
Well, I was a little bit of a rebel at home. So I wanted whatever I wanted, I would try and do, you know, to go around it. But so going with non-Muslim is not something that is unavailable for me. You know, I think that I could date anyone I like. Mm. So, and especially since I'm in Hawaii, so I feel that I'm freer to do it. Mm. And I do, when I was in Malaysia, I do have a lot of other friends who are Chinese or Indian, you know, mm-hmm. but not romantically with them, just friends. But so, and then of course, when I met Jean, we fell in love and I decided that, well, you know, I think this is the one for me. Mm. So, and I knew that, there's a price to pay that, and that there will be repercussions mm-hmm. from parents and family. So, I decided, well, we will do it anyway. You know, we decided we want to get married and finish our studies. So my parents was very concerned because, you know, they said, well, you came to Hawaii to study. Now you're finding a husband. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? You know, mm-hmm. and he's not even a Muslim. So there was a lot of pressure on and my father was calling me and he was crying on the phone mm-hmm. and saying, don't do this. You know, it was really bad. Mm-hmm. But I decided that, you know, I still want to get married. So it did was he was he had I guess influences some of the government people in the government in Malaysia, and they told the East-West Center that to cut off my scholarship because, you know, I was being rebellious. And fortunately, the East-West Center was not so, you know, so aggressive in that sense, and mm-hmm. they said, it's okay, you can come marry and there's freedom here in the United States. So, wow. So we did get married when we were still in school. Mm-hmm. And the Isra Center does have married quarters. So we were in one of the dorms mm-hmm. where the married people are. Mm-hmm. So that's how, you know, mm-hmm. it worked out for mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. But my parents was very unhappy and mm-hmm. didn't want to to accept this, you know, mm-hmm. so, you know, letters keep coming and saying, you know, so, to be careful, you know, and to study hard and don't get influenced too much with the Westerners. Mm. So anyway, so that's, we were married, so.
Mm. And as you finished school and you started as a young couple, when or how did you learn about the Christian faith and Jesus? And when did that happen?
Not at all, actually. We didn't have any friends who were Christian. Mm. And we've never been to any church other than, you know, someone got married.
I see.
In church. But, you know, all our friends were all non-believers.
Mm.
And so really, I have no, or at least Jean and I have no contact with any Christians. Mm. And he, well, you know, he is nothing. He's not a Christian. He doesn't have anything other than being American. He's not, mm. he doesn't, well, I suppose his parents and grandparents were Christians, mm. but he is not practicing Christian. Mm-hmm. He's a cultural Christian, I mm-hmm. should say.
And as a young couple, and you're facing the changes, and you started a small business, what was life like as a young couple?
Yeah, it was well, it was. How should I say? Money was tight, like any mm-hmm. young couple. Mm-hmm. Right? But we were happy, and we were, you know, looking forward to our life. And Jean had. You know, forays with the United Nations and doing some consulting work and things like that. Mm. And I have my business in the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, you know, a boutique, mm-hmm. Selling clothing, you know, women's clothing. We have some things from Malaysia and from clothing from Malaysia and Singapore and Philippines. So mm. it's a It was interesting. So anyway, mm-hmm. so that, I was doing that. Yeah. So, and it was we thought we would have children, but was not able to do it. Mm-hmm. I was not able to conceive. So, so we never did mm-hmm. Start a family early. So, mm-hmm. And of course, later on, we adopted Johanna, mm-hmm. but that was much, much later. Yeah.
So as you're going through this, I know that your mother got ill, and that seemed to be very life changing for you.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That was my life changing. Yes. Mm-hmm. My mother and I were not very, how should I say, have good relations, mm-hmm. because I always feel that I'm not good enough for whatever I do. It's not good enough for her. Mm-hmm. So I try not to be, well, not that I'm in Hawaii and she's in Malaysia, so I don't have to worry too much about her, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you know, getting involved with my life.
Yeah.
But when I heard that she was having cancer and that it was really bad, I decided to come home to Malaysia for a period to be with her and to really to, because our relationship was so bad, I thought, well, I will make peace with her, you know. So I decided that going home, and then I will not get mad at her when she says things to me and correct me. I said, okay, I decide I will not get mad at her.
Yeah.
So I went home and met with her, and she was really bad. So, you know, she was like stage 4 mm. Cancer, yeah. Stomach cancer. Mm-hmm. And there was no, well, at that time, there was no cure. So that yeah. was it. So, mm. you know, I left Malaysia, and then because I still had the boutique, I went to stopped by in Singapore because one of the the people that I have clothing that I import clothing from live in Singapore, so they have a factory. So I went there to see if I can get some, you know, mm-hmm. clothes to yeah. take back to Hawaii or order mm-hmm. from her. So she, very nice lady, and she asked me to stay with her.
Yeah.
For, you know, I was there only about, you know, 24 hours because I was, you know, I was anxious to go back to Hawaii because I've left Hawaii for some time, so I want to go back. So I told her that it's only, I come in the afternoon and I leave next afternoon and I see what you have and I'll buy whatever, you know,
yeah.
that she has. So she met me at the airport and with some ladies. And she was saying, oh, by the way, we are on our way to a Bible study. Will you come? Will you mind, you know, join us?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about Bible studies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, since I'm staying with her, so I thought, well, you know, my goodness, I don't know. I guess it's okay. I guess I'll go with you. So, So we went. It was in the afternoon. And there was this this place that had, it's like a classroom. And there's this lady who was teaching. We were a little late, so we sat in the back. And I was really sad because I just left my mother, and I know that she's dying. Mm-hmm. And probably I will not see her again. Mm-hmm. So when we went to that class, the lady was, it was interesting because she was a white woman, I don't know, and she's a missionary apparently, and was talking to all these Chinese women who were sitting in the classroom. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, because the as a Muslim, we don't believe, we don't want to know anything about Christianity. We don't want to know, we don't want to be friends with Christians in that sense, you know, even though we try to be accommodating in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat with my friends in the back and I totally tuned off. My heart was heavy, and then I was praying that, you know, Allah help me, help my mother, you know, and heal her, because I was very sad. But anyway, after the lady finished her class, her speaking, she asked for people to come up who needed prayer. So, and my friends encouraged me. Said, "Farida, come, let's go up and let's go have her pray for your mom." I said, when she says that, I said, "Yeah, okay, let's go." So I went up with them. I was, I want prayer for my mom. So she had this long line, and I was way in the end, almost at the end. So she was going from, one person to the next, praying for, need. So it was quite a long line. So by the time it came to me, and she asked me, "Oh, do you know Jesus Christ?" I said, "Well, of course, you know, as a Muslim, we know that Christ is Isa, the prophet Isa." So I said, "Yeah, I think I know him." I think I know him. Anyway, she said, "What do you need to pray for?" I said, "Well, my mom is dying of cancer, and please pray for her." And so she did. She prayed for my mom, and then she prayed for me. As she prayed for me, I was, I had my eyes closed and thinking, "Oh, please, God, help my mom," And as she was praying for me, I saw this white, bright light coming and descending on me and enveloping me. It was, wow. Well, I was frightened at first, and then it was such a peace that it just was so, the bright light, it's white light, just surrounding me was so, so good and so peaceful. And I want to be in that cocoon, forever kind of, And then as she finished praying for me, it just ebbed and left me. And I said, "Don't go." And, I was stunned. And I was like, wow, I thought, well, I was afraid to tell anyone because I thought, they'll think I'm crazy. What is this?
Farida, is such a moment, right? A moment that you'll never forget. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to hear more about that moment, because I know that moment turned into a lifestyle and a life change. And the very thought that, you were on a trip, stopping in Singapore to see a business acquaintance.
Yeah.
But in reality, you were at the lowest point emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And God is always so good, isn't he? At finding us. We don't have to go to church to find him. When we are at our lowest place, if we are willing to receive prayer, he will come. He is faithful because he hears the cries of the lost. He hears the cries of the hurting. He hears the cries of his children. Like Farida, if you're at a place where you're at your lowest and you're hurting, all you have to do is open your heart and ask him in. If you haven't done that, do it today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We are here today with Farida Ward. I'm Lani Ka'a'a in studio for Danny Yamashiro. Farida grew up as a Muslim in Malaysia, but she moved to Hawaii as a young college student. She had a life-changing encounter with Jesus while on a business trip through Singapore, where she was at her lowest moment. She had lost her mom after a very long battle with cancer. Farida was just sharing before the break about that amazing experience. Farida, I know you were sharing about the peace and the white light that came about. Mm-hmm. What happened next?
Yes, I know that God visited me and touched me. Mm. I knew that. And I was, really stunned. And after the meeting, my friend, the lady who took me, my business friend, said, let's go to dinner with her other lady friends. So I thought, okay, so we were at a place in Changi Beach, and they were having food, and I was still, in my mind thinking, wow, God touched me, that was God. And still in a little bit confused, mm-hmm. But know that he was there, and he touched me, and he was real. And I was afraid to tell anyone still. Mm. And then all the ladies were having great time eating seafood and stuff, and I finally I couldn't hold it in anymore, and I turned to my friend Gek. I said, Gek, as that lady prayed for me, I saw this white, bright light came and enveloped me, and it was so awesome. And she was so excited. She jumped up and said, it's Jesus! She was so excited. And, when she said, it's Jesus, I knew in my heart, mm-hmm. yes, it's mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. It's him. Mm-hmm. So So we were all, all rejoicing that Jesus has touched me and visited me. And she said, "Oh, they had no clue that he was there, but he was there." So anyway, next day I was ready to leave for Hawaii, and Gek's husband is a physician, and he was telling me about God, and teaching me how, God is so good, and that Jesus is good, and that he even for him as a physician, he said, "Sometimes I don't know what was wrong with some patients, mm-hmm. And then he says that he would pray with them, and Jesus would heal them. I said, "What? Really?" Mm-hmm. "Yes." So, and then he says, "Read this book. Yeah, God does miracles." And it's a book by Yonggi Cho. Mm-hmm. It's called The Fourth Dimension. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Read it on the plane, and it'll tell you more about who Jesus is and what kind of miracle God he is." Mm-hmm. So I said, "Okay." So, and I left. And but you know how the enemy sometimes will not let you, bring doubts in your mm-hmm. mind. So I was afraid to read that book. Mm-hmm. So I went home, back to Hawaii, but I told Gene about my experience, and he was, so ecstatic. He says, "Wow, God touched you." And I said, "I think so, yes." Mm-hmm. I said that, and also I told him about Gek's husband, Tony, giving me the book, and he said, "Wow, this is great." See, it's really interesting because all this time, Gene was his great-great-grandfather, was the circuit preacher in Ohio.
Wow.
And he has was given a Bible that I guess that at the time that the grandfather brought, great-grandfather brought to the church when he's preaching mm-hmm. in Ohio. And it's all torn up, just at least the cover was all torn out, just a big huge Bible, and he was reading it like a history book, mm. And then he would tell me, "Oh, this is what happened," and he would read it before going to bed, and here I was going to bed also, and then with that book that from Yonggi Cho that I was afraid to touch, because it's a Christian book.
Right.
Said, "Oh my goodness!" But I know it was God that touched mm-hmm. me. But I know, so it was all this conflicting thinking,
mm-hmm.
And finally, after about a month, I said, "Okay, already, I read it." So I read it, mm-hmm. and I couldn't put it down. Mm-hmm. I read it all night long, all morning,
Wow.
And then I was telling Jin, "We need to go to church." I was telling him about the book and how this book says that Jesus is our friend. I said, I never knew that God can be your friend.
Mm.
And that, and he does miracles. He loves us. I said, "I want this Jesus. I want this God, So let's go to church." And we didn't have any friends who are Christians. We don't know any. we're really out in the wilderness. Don't know who, where to go, what to do. So what we did was we knew that Greg says she goes to a church that's charismatic.
Mm.
I said, "Okay, let's look. Let's go into the Yellow Pages and look at the churches. Maybe just to see if we can go." So we look at the Yellow Pages, and there was not that many. There's one charismatic church, way, way, way in far away. That we said, "Well, we can't go there in the North Shore area."
Mm.
So and then we looked at, and then there was this ad. It says the First Assembly of God, Charismatic Prayer and Pentecostal Prayer, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, this is the one," because that's what Yonggi Cho says, he's Pentecostal church. I said, "Okay, let's go to this one." So we went on Sunday, and at the time, First Assembly was at in town, mm-hmm. and it was a small church. It's a Greek church now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we went and we were late, but I guess not according to God, because when we came into the church, they were all, the service already started, and they were, the music was on, they were singing, and we entered, and I felt, oh, I'm home. this is home. It's just like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went and we went in, and of course, you know, the pastor preached, and excuse me, mm-hmm. I don't. So we gave our heart to Jesus. So mm-hmm. And Jean also came. You know, I went, and Jean came. So both of us accepted Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I'm so, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, the Lord is so good that that he you know, had someone that to not just save me, but my mm-hmm. husband too, you
right.
know. So, and we both, you know, we both came to the Lord.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. God is good. He knows exactly what mm-hmm. needs to be done, I guess, you know.
Yeah. So as, you know, it's amazing, first and all. I want to pause and just say, praise God for that. Praise God
praise
that he
Lord,
met
yes.
you where you were at in Singapore. Praise God that he gave you that time to pause and really count the cost of giving your life to Jesus. I think sometimes mm-hmm. we do it on an emotional ride, and we don't really think through the decision, but it's a big one. Especially
yes,
when you're a Muslim or you come from another faith, it's a very big choice, and one that isn't mm-hmm. ever to be taken lightly. But praise God that he brought you together to this decision.
Yes, it was a miracle.
That is
the fact that we were together. Yes,
yes, absolutely. We're going to take
and that Jean didn't resist. You know, sometimes
yeah.
husbands resist.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
well,
so
I mean, was, somebody must have been praying for you and him. For a very long time,
yes.
because prayer brings answer, and uh-huh. and I just love to think that there were people in Jean's family that have been praying for him and been praying for his wife.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So
yes.
we're going to take a quick break, our last one, Farida, and I just want to talk about when we come back. You share a little bit about how there's a challenge when you move from the Muslim faith to Christianity.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
But there is hope, and I want to hear your thoughts on that. What can we do?
Uh-huh. Okay.
What are the challenges? What can we pray for our Muslim brothers and sisters? You're at the Good Life Radio. We're here with Farida Ward. What a wonderful talk we're having today. A life of challenge, but each step of the way, the Lord was there. And each step of the way, he knew, I think, even better than Farida knew, what she needed. And he does that for all of us. We just have to trust that. He knows better than we do what we need. Stay with us. We're at the Good Life Hawaii, and we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a in here in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We're here today with Farida Ward, born into a Muslim family. She is today a passionate Christian, loves to share the gospel with others, especially her Muslim brothers and sisters. Farida, we were talking before the break about that transition. How difficult is it to transition from the Muslim faith to a Christian?
Yeah, you know, it was, for me, it wasn't that difficult, even though I knew that, you know, that as a Muslim, that this is very bad indeed. But and I had to tell my family that I did, you know, become a Christian, which is for many Muslims, they don't tell their families because the price is too heavy to bear. But for me, I guess because I'm in Hawaii, and they're so far away, it wasn't hard to tell them that you know I'm now a Christian, and I send a Bible to them, and then you know I shouldn't have done that, but anyway, you know I wanted to do that because I want them to know that you know Jesus saves, but for many Muslims this is not a good thing to do because you know in some countries they're very, how should I say, aggressive about people who are going to another religion, and you may lose your life.
Wow.
Just, you know, the worst in instance. Mm. And if I was in Malaysia, I would be shunned by everyone. So it's not a good place to be. So I know that there are a lot of Muslims in Malaysia that came to know the Lord, but they would go underground, you know. And interestingly, from what I hear from my friends in Malaysia, that some people who are Muslims who became Christians and know the Lord, they get together, like they would go to, let's say, a restaurant or to the mall, and they would meet there and do some Bible study, but very, you know, secretly, but they meet, you know.
Yeah.
But and because it's very heavy a penalty if you're found out.
Yeah.
So for me, it wasn't because I'm in Hawaii, and there's not that many Muslims here. So the Lord was good in that sense. So.
He was gracious way.
Yeah. Mm. And then, but when I told my parents, my father, my mom did die. And when I told my father that I know I'm now a Muslim, he said that well, you know, you are no more my child, my daughter.
Wow.
You know, you can't, you know, I can't have any more to do with you. And I had a sister at the time who was studying in Michigan, and she called me. She says, you know, I cannot be your sister anymore because if you're a Christian, I cannot. I said, I said, you know, I do know that that this is a, you know, that you would do that, you would, your reaction would be like this, and right. And I'm prepared. I said, you know, it's okay. I said, you know, if you don't want to be my sister or my father or my mother, it's okay. I think I have Jesus, and that's all I need.
Wow.
So, you know, and that was it. Then for 2 years, I didn't hear from them.
Wow.
So, and then all of a sudden, 2 years later, my sister called me from the mainland, and she says, "Oh, you know, I have an Arab yeah, boyfriend, and parents don't want me to be with him at all." I said, "What's the matter? He's a Muslim, isn't he? But he's Arab. He's not Malay." So anyway, so that's interesting thing mm-hmm. that's happening here, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, she communicated with me, and then later my father called me and said, "Oh, it's okay, you know, you come back home, you know,
wow.
I want to see you." It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I said, "Yes, I'll come." But Jean was so, you know, she's a little bit paranoid. She says, "Don't go, you know, what if something happens to you?" I said, "It's okay." I said, "I will, you know, I go. Maybe I can witness to them, you know,
yeah.
what really happened, you
mm-hmm.
know."
Mm-hmm.
So I did go home. And I did witness to them, and all my family members, and they had, you know, like surrounding me as mm-hmm. I was talking. And I said, you know, this is, you know, I didn't go out to search for Jesus. He came to me.
Yeah.
And because he knew I was, you know, I was in a place where I needed him. So, you know, I said that, you know, nobody can take that from me.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what you say, but this is really what happened to me.
Yeah.
So they understood that. You know, I mean, I praise God for that, because mm-hmm. it could be very bad for me. But for my family, they said that it's okay, you are Christian, that's fine. But, you know, don't away from us all this long. You must come and visit us all the time.
Yeah.
So God is good, and even for my sister, just to come and stay with us when you're, you know, when you come to Malaysia. So it worked out, you know, well. Of course, you know, I didn't know until lately that they were trying to do all kinds of witchcraft on me to bring me back to Islam.
Wow.
And I was like, "Oh my God," you know.
Wow.
But God is good, though, you know. He somehow I sensed that, because one of my sisters kept sending me things on WhatsApp on Islam and you know, all these things going on. So I asked a sister who is in South Africa. I said, "What is going on? Why is doing this?" And I said that, is this something that I need to know? And she said, "Well, you know, that she's been trying to get me back to be a Muslim."
Mm.
So, you know, she's trying to do all this witchcraft as well as prayer, and I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
So I didn't have any inkling of that, but but God is good, you know.
Wow.
I didn't.
Wow.
It didn't touch me.
God protected you.
Yeah.
He protected you for sure.
He protected me. Yeah, really, really.
You know,
in your
writing, you say that Muslims are miracles waiting to happen.
Yes.
Can we do to bring to help bring Muslims to?
Yeah, faith? I think in a sense it's just keep praying for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray generically. I say, you know, Lord, you know, those that are people who need you. Because in a way, it's only God who can do that,
mm-hmm.
especially in the Muslim world. And, you know, I have a sister who is, I was telling you about the one in South Africa. And what happened is, you know, she read the Quran, because the family in Malaysia was giving her pressure and saying, "Oh, you have to be a good Muslim. You have to read this." And so she said, "Okay, I read the Quran." She said she was so depressed after she read the Quran, because she read the Quran in English. So she was appalled that all this time she's been reading the Quran and this is what it is all about.
Wow.
It's a terrible book, she says. She was so depressed. And her husband, who is a British, you know, had a Bible. So she took the Bible and read it. And she said she couldn't stop. She read the whole Bible nonstop.
Wow.
I said, what? And accepted the Lord. But you see, it's a miracle from God. And I guess every person who comes to the Lord is a miracle.
Amen.
And God is the one who's doing it. So we partner with God, really. We partner with Jesus because he is our intercessor.
Yeah.
So we intercede with him,
yep.
You know.
So
that's, you know, of course, if you find someone and they want to talk to you about God, but most of the time, Muslims don't want to hear Christian unless, you know, something really, really bad happened or something, you know, I don't know, anything, something really, you know, drastic happened
right.
in their life.
Terrible.
But most of the time, they will not. But it's God. It's like, and I found out from missionaries who were working, who know about the Middle East, that a lot of people do come to know the Lord through through, as you know, it's not, how should I say, and it's not unique to me.
Mm-hmm.
Many Muslims have come to know the Lord through His light, His dreams and visions, and you know, it's, I think because in the Muslim world, it's so hard to discuss or to tell people that they want to know the Lord, that the Lord Himself comes to them.
Farida, thank you so much. What an inspiration you have been today. What an inspiration you have been this hour.
Thank you.
Just sharing with us your testimony. I'm sure many in our radio audience can really relate to the challenges, as well as that amazing moment when the Lord comes to meet you. Like you say, He comes to find you, especially when you're in a difficult space. So I want to say thank you, Farida. Thank you so much for your authenticity,
you,
your honesty. You are a blessing. We'll continue to pray for the Muslim nation and for those that are coming out and receiving Jesus Christ. Thank you, Farida.
Thank you.
These are inspiring words from Farida Ward. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so yourself, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Just like Farida, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes an open heart and a willing heart, and He will come. Visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Get to Know Jesus, find out more. John 8:12 says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." It's always a blessing to be with you. We want to say thank you to Farida Ward for sharing her testimony. Until next time, along with my guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a'a in for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.